It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
If you ask me, Sam, this is a wild goose chase.
Nobody asked you, baby.
Yes, they did. You asked me. You asked me back there if I thought...
That was then. This is now. And nobody knows what tomorrow will be. That's the way things are, whether we like it or not.
Oh, Sam, I worry about you sometimes. I really do.
All right, cut the malarkey. This trip is strictly business with me. Now, what do you got on this Twain guy?
Well, he was born in San Francisco in 1906. His mother was a Roman Catholic. His father was an Orthodox Jew. They were separated 2 hours after the marriage.
Any children?
Yeah, one daughter, 32. Her name's Irene, but she calls herself Rita.
Just like a dame. Don't stop, Angel. You're doing fine.
He was arrested in 1932 in Chicago for selling pornographic Bibles. The DA couldn't make the charge stick when the church refused to turn over the Bibles. There's nothing on him until 46, when he was picked up in El Paso, Texas, for trying to smuggle a truckload of rich white Americans across the border into Mexico to pick melons. He was sent to the Dallas State Hospital for mental observation.
I think we picked ourselves a queer bird, Angel. Anything else?
Oh, yeah, get this, Sam. Lionel Twain has one interesting physical characteristic. He has no pinkies.
No pinkies? You mean Twain has only got 8 fingers?
No, he's got 10. He just doesn't have any pinkies.
You did your homework good, Angel.
Thanks, Sam.
Where'd you dig up all that stuff?
Oh, I wrote to Twain Master.
Good thinking.
And now for something completely different.
Coming to you live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, Joe Ardinger, and Katie. And now, here's Mike.
Turn it up, baby. Turn it up. I have no idea, but I am digging it.
The Romantics.
1981.
I believe you got it right.
I think I might be right on that one.
You love your non-charting Romantics records.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday, July 23rd. And I really do that, Buzz. I look at my watch when I want to know the date.
I think that's good.
2008. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our info for you before we get into it. And I'm very lucky to be here today, ladies and gentlemen.
Christ.
Please call us, won't you? 877-365-3636. You can send an AOL instant message to Mike O, WJFK, or an email to O'Mara at WJFKFM.com, and go to our website, Mike O'Show, MikeO'MaraShow.com. Sorry, still a little wobbly.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I have to be honest with you, it has been a very interesting last hour.
I'll bet.
And I mean last hour. Ladies and gentlemen, your boy's a little shaken up today.
Why?
Well, I'm sitting there driving along, talking to my lady. Now, this is exactly what happens. I get off the exit at 66. Mm-hmm. Carla calls me right before I get off the exit. She said, you know that show you hate? I said, Kathy Lee and Hoda? Mm-hmm. She goes, yeah, that one you hate. A guy on a cooking segment just told Kathy Lee and Hoda to shut up.
Hey!
And I'm like, do you have it on TiVo? God bless her. She's recorded it.
She had it.
And she has it on TiVo, and she's trying to play it for me. And you know how difficult that is when you're trying to actually play something over the phone by just holding the phone up.
Yeah.
And she gets it, and I say, move the phone a little closer to the TV. I'm getting off the exit. And then I come up to where I'm going to take my right-hand turn onto Route 50 here in beautiful scenic Fairfax City, Virginia. And I said, I'm having trouble hearing it, and I'm looking at cars, and suddenly, in back of me, I get rear-ended.
Ouch.
Yes, I get rear-ended.
You were stopped at the time, getting ready to make a turn?
I was not totally stopped. I was probably, sort of easing into the right turn. And if I had been, totally stopped, it might have been a little bit more of an impact. But apparently, I've made this mistake. As I said, and I made the guy that hit me feel a little bit better, said, I've been on the giving end of one of these as well.
Sure,
I think a lot of people, it might be one of the most common kinds of fender benders that you get into.
Ooh, fender bender.
Fender bender, where the guy was looking to his left to see what cars were coming, and he wasn't looking at me.
Sure. Right.
And he made a tragic mistake.
He assumed.
He made an ass out of you and me by assuming that I wasn't there, or whatever he was doing. But, to make a long story short, there it is. There it is. He rear-ended me, and it was very, very frustrating. And it really, for some reason...
Have you notified your lawyers yet?
No, but I did call a cop because there was
good
enough
for you,
damage on the old bumper. And, you know, and I bought the car an hour ago, Rob. Actually, two hours ago.
No, you bought it. Be honest.
Yesterday.
You bought it yesterday.
I bought
it on Tuesday
when I buy the new cars.
Buy car.
It is a new car. Damn it.
You'll find another gremlin.
Isn't it? You know, this is the way you look at it, though.
Uh-huh.
You completely know that your brand new automobile...
Uh-huh.
It's wrecked.
Well,
I hate to look at it that way, but you will now, whenever you're going to trade that vehicle in, they will say, this car has had body work done on it.
It's been violated.
And that just pisses me. That's the only thing that pisses me off. Mm-hmm. The only other thing, and this is what was frustrating, it was a minor fender bender.
Thank
it could
goodness.
Not have been more minor.
Fender bender.
But the impact shook me up a little bit. And
sure.
What really shook me up was that the visor, this is the second time I've been rear-ended.
Uh-huh.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
First time by invitation.
Second time I've been rear-ended, uh-huh. And this is the second time I had my effing visor down. And
so
I had
you hit the edge of it?
I hit the edge of it. There wasn't a mark. First time I did it, the last time I was hit,
uh-huh.
I opened up my forehead, and I had a pretty good gusher going up there.
Right.
This time there wasn't even a mark, but it shook me up, and I got the old woozies for a minute.
Why
there,
hasn't
you know?
Ralph Nader removed those visors?
Visors are very – you got to be very careful. The visor is just like a little knife blade going into your skull.
Mm-hmm. You enjoy it because it obscures your face.
You know what I was doing.
Were you examining yourself in the vanity mirror?
I was checking out the cut. I was looking at the crew cut.
Sure.
And you know who I was doing that for? I was doing that for my lady.
Well, of course.
Because my lady, my lady has a nice word to say every time my flat top is actually properly cut. And I was just taking a peek at my flat top. You know what? I swear to God, this is not gay.
Uh-huh.
You may think it is. I don't care if you do.
Okay.
The fact is, I comb my hair for Rob Spiewak every day.
And you know what? I never would have guessed your head was so well-suited to a flat top.
Let me ask you this, though.
You could land a copter on your head.
Speaking of flat tops, when you're looking at me like this, when you're looking at the flat, don't you see, isn't it a little cockeyed as far as like on one side higher than the other?
Perfect. It looks like Bob Vila designed it.
Look at me.
So I got into a little wreck today, and the guy could not have been nicer.
Uh-huh.
He was freaked out, of course, you know, because, how do I put this delicately? Perhaps... America is not where he started his life.
How's that?
That's the way I wanted to put
Did
that.
Did he have
his
papers?
He had all his papers, had his insurance up to date, looked like a working guy.
Good.
Like he was in the medical field of, in some way.
That's important.
And then the Fairfax City's Finest came up, a motor squad guy, which is always great for me because Rob Spiewak.
What? No.
What was that?
Nothing.
Rob Spiewak, the lawman's friend.
I love all policemen.
He showed up and he's a motor squad. And I, even though I'm giving an accident report, and they didn't even take down a real, technical report. You know, he has to do out all the paperwork and
pretending.
Stuff. But, well, it's not that kind of. There's not that
no
much
one was
damage.
Hurt.
Nobody hurt.
Damage
you know.
Was minimal.
They asked me if I wanted to go, and I was a little woozy, but I wasn't so woozy that I, thought I needed a goddamn ambulance.
He said, and you, of course, are radio's Mike O'Mara.
I already said that. I said, hey, you've hit a celebrity. I said it. I almost said it in the who the hell is it? The Phil Hartman.
Phil Hartman.
You've hit a celebrity. You don't know this, but you've hit somebody that might be on the radio within the hour.
I was worried immediately about your back. Your back's
back
okay?
is fine. It was just the noggin that, and it was also significant enough where it freaks you. You know,
you were
such a shock,
yeah.
And it was a jolt. So I was
you're
very
lucky
scared.
That the way Kias are built, they absorb a lot of the shock, and that's why your back is okay.
You know, the Pulse that I was driving. The is there a car called the Pulse?
There should be if there's not.
Let's go to Sean, spelled the proper way, S-E-A-N in Spokane. Is that how you spell it, Sean? Sean,
sorry.
Pay attention.
I'm here.
I don't have patience for people not listening to the phone.
Mike?
What?
I just want to know if it was a gender bender instead of a fender bender.
Okay, yeah.
Bender.
You know why? Let me tell you why Sean wasn't listening, because Sean had his shtick ready.
That's right.
And see, when you have your stick ready and you're an agenda
out.
Caller, you get blown up. That's the way we do that.
Can I say something?
Well, he's gone. You can say something.
I want to say something to you.
Yes.
Ooh, gender bender.
Ooh, gender bender. Hey, Rob, from Charles County, what can we do for you?
Hey, Mike, on one of those great weekend shows you have, there's a car show, and the guy says that when you go to
Is this Rob from, like, the NASCAR show?
No, it's not.
What show?
He's referring to one of our paid
one of your
programs.
Weekend show.
That's where you confuse me, please. As much as I am behind this radio station,
uh-huh.
1,000,000%.
Of course.
And I could not be more thrilled from the programming on this radio station weekdays from 6 in the morning until 7 at night.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I couldn't be more thrilled.
That's pretty good.
But let me tell you something. Right now, I'm simply not going to attach my hat or attach my star to weekend programming outside of the instant replay, the rewind, as they call it.
I will. I love every moment that this station has ever broadcast.
Thank you, Rob. Rob's a true patriot. But what do you want to say about the weekend programming?
He said that when you get your, if you get in an accident, you can ask for the value of whatever your car was wrecked. If you say, okay, what's the value of my car now that it's wrecked? Your insurance company will pay that difference from what it's worth now before it was wrecked. Compared to, it's like extra money or something.
Wow, that's great.
I understand money. Exactly what you're saying.
Don't you wish you'd been more polite to him?
Well, no. He's talking about what you can. When I file a claim.
Uh-huh. Yes, if you file a claim.
I'm definitely filing a claim. Yeah. I mean, that's the first thing I did.
Okay.
When I looked at my bumper, I'm not filing a claim with my insurance company.
Right.
Kiss my bumper?
I'm going to Senate.
You're going to call Senate?
I'm going to Senate, and I'm going to have Howard G. is going to come over in a George Washington hat, on a wig, in a George Washington wig, and he's going to come over and do this. Have you guys heard anything even remotely like what Rob is talking about?
I don't know anything about insurance.
Sounds like a scam.
So you can file a claim and say does that apply to just when it's a brand new car, Rob, or were they talking about any vehicle?
I believe it was any vehicle, whatever the amount is before it's, say you had it appraised 2 hours ago, and it was appraised at, you know, $100,000, because that's the way you roll.
I wish, baby.
You got it.
Yeah.
And
my Bentley.
Right. Now that it's wrecked, it's only worth $60,000.
Right.
You can take... there's something where you can get a portion of that $40,000.
So you can claim the devaluation.
Recover the lost value.
Right, exactly.
Well, I'm going to investigate that. I'll investigate that. I mean, it's the insurance company. It's not coming out of this guy's pocket.
Do you have an insurance agent?
Yeah, I do.
You should put him on it, because you know what they do otherwise? They sit back with their big feet on their big desks and count all the money we mail them.
You know, Beth Ann, I would try to get William Harvey on the phone. My guy, all right? Ohio State guy. He's the guy that stiffed me at my surprise birthday party. This is payback. Get him on the phone, Beth Ann. As a matter of fact, I will give you the location.
You need a pen?
Yeah, I've got a pen, but let me write this down. Beth Ann.
Paper, then.
All right, I will write this down.
Chances are he's going to be busy, because insurance agents, you know, they're busy day in, day out, cashing all those checks that the people send to them.
And he won't be in the office. Never is.
That show on the weekend is called In the Pits.
Okay.
Yeah, I listen.
Of course you do. Yeah.
That's the place right there. All right, see if we can get him. I'd like to ask him that. And I have to tell him that.
Yeah, you can keep the pen and the pad.
But I don't have to file a claim or anything. Hey, Rob, thanks for the call, okay?
No problem.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. The thing about it is I would be very interested, because it really does. How many people have traded in cars where they do the whole walk around? They said, have you been in an accident? Yeah, well, I got a fender bender. I had to get the door painted. And they go, well, that that affects when you go to CarMax or something like that.
Yeah, and it's like, 8 or 10% you lose just by driving it off the showroom floor?
Oh, sure, if not more.
Jordan writes, Harvey, I love it when he does the rest of the story.
Oh, that's Paul Harvey.
Thank you, sir, for giving a boy a chance, a 70-year-old boy. Uh-oh. A chance to realize a lifelong dream.
I bet Paul Harvey can't buy insurance.
Yeah, probably not anymore.
No.
Unless Ed McMahon sells it. Poor Ed. So I'm feeling okay.
Ed's good. Broken neck.
I call as my witness Matt Goldstein, just so you know that everything that I tell you on this radio program is gospel truth.
Okay.
And I think it's very important for people to know that. I call as my witness. A boy that happened to be... Now, first of all, how did you... And when you're in an accident, the first face you want to see the grinning mug of Matt Goldstein.
Did you think you were imagining it?
I thought it might have been a mirage at first. Well, he comes walking down 29 just out of nowhere.
That's what he does.
I mean, this is not like convenient parking at this particular intersection.
I know.
And I see Matt, and I said, what the hell are you doing here?
I guarantee you he wasn't hanging a banner.
Were you out getting a hickey?
Oh, thank you very much for that, by the way. What a wonderful introduction.
Yeah, well, that's great.
I could tell him I could take it a hit to the head, because he almost seemed happy to see me.
I was very woozy. As I still am a little bit. Yeah. I'm still kind of
because of the visor impact. Do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Was there whiplash involved?
No, there was a little the old neck thing, and you know, and just the shock of it too got me a little bit. Sure. Yeah, of course, the five drinks I'd had.
I know you just
my Mad Men martini lunch that I had just enjoyed. So,
another old fashioned for Mr. O'Mara.
Mr. Goldstein, explain to me, please, how you happen to be in the area. All right.
Well, I was out running an errand because that is my job. When I'm not hanging banners, I
station related. Was it a station related errand?
It was a station related errand. I was running out to Live Nation to do a favor for a sales executive, and I was on my way back, and I saw a little fender bender on the side of the road.
Ooh, fender bender.
Ooh, fender bender. We should work on the harmony for that.
I can't harmonize.
Okay.
I got troubles.
See,
I got a dead ear.
You know why? I got hit in the head. I'm really gay for Rob today for some reason. I don't know.
You know why? Because
the
thought that was going through your mind, maybe I'll never see Rob again.
That's the first thing.
Normally
that
thought crosses your mind when I'm in ill health, right. But this time it was you.
Oh, the other thing I wanted to mention before we get back to this incredible eyewitness account by Matt Goldstein. one of the things I do with the car's got, it's got what they call Bluetooth.
Oh,
so
yes.
You sync your cell phone to the radio of the car.
Yes.
And I couldn't turn it off. And I'm sitting there and I'm calling, trying to call, 411 to, because I'm not going to call 911 because I didn't feel it was an emergency. So I'm calling 411 to get like the local police number to get somebody to come out.
Regular
and
number.
I hear it ringing inside the car and I have no way to shut it off. And I go in and I turn off the engine and it's still synced to the car and you can't turn the goddamn thing off.
So the ringer is coming through your eight speakers?
Yes.
That must be magnificent.
And then I call Carla back and I hear, hello, hello. And I go over there and I'm like, hello. And I'm talking into my phone. Then I realize from the car I'm hearing, hello, are you there? Hello? Hello, are you there? And then I lean inside the phone. I lean inside the car, and I'm going, Carla, I'm okay. Everything's all right. Okay. Well, call me. I said, I don't have time. Call me when you're done with your accident. I'm like, okay, I'll call you. And then I go back, and I still – and then she calls back. And I hear the lovely ringer that I have. Does anybody have a ringer like and I'm like,
for a while we all had that bell. Do you still don't have the bell anymore?
I don't have the bell anymore. I'm trying to get this one. This is a ringer that I want. Have I played this on the air yet?
Everyone in the movie theater knows what mine sounds like.
That's not what I want.
Buzz's ringer.
You know what? I swear, you know what I'm ready for? I'm ready for the jitterbug. I swear to God.
What, you mean you want to dance?
No, I'm talking about that phone for elderly people.
Oh, the big buttons.
Because what do I need all this crap on this effing phone for?
It's starting to sound like you do.
No, no, this is not the same ringer, Rob. I have to get it a different way. I know how to get it. I have to get it into my pictures. Hold on.
Pictures?
No, it wouldn't be in pictures.
Yes, it is. Shut up, boys. I know where it is.
Your sounds are in your pictures.
Yes, they are. Oh, see, I'm in my inbox for pictures, and this is the one, I swear to God, Rob.
Yes?
The reason I have my buddy Jerky sent me like this 11 times, because we were trying to figure out how to get it from his text message that he sent me with a picture of it to my ringer. Because
did you ever figure it out?
No, we weren't able to do that. Okay, so hold on. That's the one I want. I want this to be. that's the Caddyshack dude. That's the when he pulls up to the country club.
Well, actually, no, that's Dixie.
Well, but I mean, but isn't that
Rodney's
made popular by Caddyshack?
I think his is We're in the Money.
It is Dixie. He's such Jerky. You're such a redneck. I just had to tell you that. Yes, Beth Ann. Beth Ann with an update. I'm supposed.
What can I do?
No good can come of this, right?
Okay. No.
No.
William is out of the country.
Of course he is. Of course the effer is.
I know. You could have talked to Christine, but she was with a client right now.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh. And God then
You know what? I want to. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you sell insurance, I'm ready to make.
Well,
a change.
I have somebody on the hotline.
Okay.
Ironically, from the show In the Pits, Larry O'Donohue.
Okay.
And he's an insurance guy.
Oh, okay. Let's talk to Larry. Hi, Larry. How are you?
I'm doing wonderfully well. How about yourself, sir?
Well, just got into a little fender bender. What about
fender
this?
Bender.
What about this diminished value claim thing?
Oh, my God.
Have you heard about this?
Absolutely. Somebody hit you?
Yeah, somebody hit me, rear-ended me just about an hour ago.
All right, so what you got to do is determine what the car was worth before the hit and how much less it's going to be worth after the hit. Mm-hmm. And there are people out there that kind of specialize in that.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Can you
value adjusters, yes.
Well, when I call the guy that hit me, when I call his insurance company, I file a diminished value claim?
They're going to tell you that you're speaking a language they don't understand.
Uh-huh. Right.
But you just have to kind of do some twisting in certain parts of their anatomy and making threats and things like this, then guess what? All of a sudden, you get a check for the difference.
Now, what kind of threats? What about the children?
Is that cool that we say threats on the radio show? It's not real clandestine what I'm doing right now. And I don't want to screw the guy, to be honest with you.
No. I'm not telling you to screw him. I'm telling you to get the dollar back for the dollar you lost.
Yeah, you know, what he speaks is true.
Yeah, well, I mean, absolutely.
I didn't even know this was possible.
Well, can you, like, give me the information when we get off the air? I'd like to find out about that.
Absolutely. I'll call you back.
Larry, thank you. And, Larry, what's your show on the weekend? Give him a plug.
In the Pits Racing Radio, Saturdays, 8 till 9, right there on Washington's WJFK.
And you were going to help me out, like, with that Indy car race.
Oh, dude, yeah.
I didn't get a chance to call you personally. Let me do that on the air. Thank you very much for all the help.
Not a problem.
I'm really, really sorry I wasn't able to make it down there.
Well,
I wanted to ask you about Milka Duno. Did you hear the interview with her yesterday?
I didn't. I've done some stuff with her in the past,
really?
Most of which I could talk about on the radio.
I swear to God. We have interviewed a lot of women. I don't believe we ever had a voice that was sexier on this radio program than Milka Duno.
Oh, you should see her. Oh my God.
Oh, God, I want to. I really want to do one of those Indy races. Before NASCAR, I want to do an Indy race, so maybe we'll get together, Larry.
You got it. Absolutely, Mike. Thanks.
All right, I'll put you on hold and have Beth Ann get all your info. Thanks a lot, Larry.
Thank you, Larry.
All right, so, Matt, you're in the neighborhood. Quickly, recap of what did you see at the scene, son?
pardon me?
What did you see at the scene, son?
No, I was talking about his gurgle.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Well, I don't know where that came from.
All right, what?
No, I was driving down the street. I saw a little accident, and I decided to take a closer look because we all know how much I enjoy the misfortune of others.
Yes, yeah, and he's practically beaming as he comes walking down. Hey, what happened? You know, like, hey, what happened? What do you think happened? There's a cop here. I'm talking. He's giving a police report. Stain.
Does he still have the vanity license plate that reads snarky?
Snarky, the ultimate snarky. I miss his snarky, though.
I do, too.
You know, the young interns on this program could learn a little Matt Goldstein snarky.
Yeah, you should have a clinic.
Indeed.
They can't afford it. Are you defending your interns? Yeah, you ought to take your boy, your new boy, your new pet, Jeff, and have him spend about a half an hour with Goldstein, Beth Ann.
She defended him so well, she passed it all. She passed him off to me.
And she's doing what she loves most, talking to us on our headphones when you can't hear it
exactly.
In radio land. All right, thank you, Matt. So you can testify to the fact that I am not lying. I was indeed involved in a traffic accident.
With a foreigner.
No, we didn't need that. That's why he's snarky.
He's a little snarky.
He lives here. All right, got time for one phone call before we take a break.
The guy, Larry, is that the guy with the gorgeous shock of gray hair?
Yeah, I think he's a big fan of the show.
Yeah, he's a very nice guy.
Nancy, Reno, Nevada, how are you? I just spit up lettuce.
Hi, good.
Again.
You answered your own question.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Nancy.
Nancy?
Nancy, what can we do for you?
I just want to let you know that I was successful in a diminished value claim of over $3,000, and it can be done.
Wow.
It will not be done through your insurance agent. But I can give somebody off the air the company name.
Okay.
If you want it.
All right, I'll investigate it.
It's called clandestine insurance company.
All right, thank you.
Their number is unlisted.
Why is this sounding so hinky?
Obviously, to me, I think it's not hinky, but it's not heard of because the insurance company would have to realize that's extra money. They don't want you to know
about that.
Well,
I mean, it also makes sense.
But it makes perfect sense.
You have lost that, and I'm just surprised I haven't heard of it before all my years on this planet.
With your perfect driving record, why would you have
heard of it? Flawless driving record. On the show, didn't even talk about this today. Ladies and gentlemen, today is Wednesday. It's Argument Wednesday. Yes, it is. And today, I thought you were going to throw another one in there, and you chose not to.
I'm done.
Leaving me out there hanging, twisting in the wind.
Dear.
One day I'm going to break your laptop. I
was waiting for evidence that it was
dear,
Argument Wednesday.
Yes, dear.
We don't want that to be that way.
I understand.
Nice, dear. Let's have a good show, dear.
I know. I'm going to wrap it up. What are you coming in here for?
I was going to argue with you about it. It's time to break.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Rob break.
No, it isn't.
Don't make me hurt you.
No, it isn't. Stop.
Come on.
Yeah. Joe McLeod, movie reviewer. He'll be here today yes, he will. He'll be talking about X-Files movie and Step Brothers. Step Brothers, which I know we're not Ferrell fans, but I am a John C. Reilly fan.
Yes.
And I'm having a real hard time.
I think Ferrell diminishes John C. Reilly.
I think he does too, but I also think it's got a Dumb and Dumber quality that it might hit. It might be a winner. I am curious
How
about that.
How hard did you hit your head?
I like the bunk bed scene. The bunk bed scene made me laugh. I'm sorry, it's great slapstick.
The Three Stooges did it better. 70 years ago.
I am with you with the Will Ferrell, but I still think John C. Reilly is a funny guy.
Well, yeah, but you know what you're going to have to deal with now is Will Ferrell walking out on every talk show with his, "Hi, I'm Will Ferrell, and yes, we made
this. I'm dry and I'm funny.
I'm very dry and I'm very intellectual. I like to run marathons and blah, blah, blah.
I know he's a stain, Rob, but we'll see what Joe McLeod has to say.
I hope the movie loses money in its opening weekend.
Thank you, Rob Spiewak, everyone. He'll be here all week. I want to also tell you that I am very excited about this get. This is where our producer, Beth Ann McBride, gets a gold star.
Wonderful.
Because this comes from my computer to her computer, and then she gets the booking yesterday, and she does it in less than, like, 3 hours.
Wow.
She's really good. This is a guy. I saw this on my computer. It was a picture on Yahoo of a lady's feet inside this fishbowl, and all these fish are eating her feet.
I've read about this.
And it is a new form of pedicure where we are going to have flesh-eating fish.
Oh.
John Ho.
Ho!
Owner of Yvonne Hair and Nails in Alexandria. Mm-hmm. He will be there. His wife co-owns with John and Yvonne. And what is that?
Her, the wife
you know,
is Yvonne
by mistake, is, I give her a compliment, and then I try to read one of her
call
cards.
You started reading. That's the
problem. I read it without pre-reading it, and you always have to.
His owner wife is Yvonne Ho.
Hold on a second. Owner of Yvonne Hair and Nails in Alexandria. Wife co-owns with John. She is Yvonne.
Got it.
See?
I'm clear now.
He wants this type of fish pedicure to extend to a full body treatment.
Oh,
I can't wait to talk to this guy.
Oh, well, now I'm in.
These are little carp. They're called, they're baby-like. I don't know how big the fish are, but the guy's bringing his fish in, and they're going to be nibbling at Rob and my feet, and I'm going to be using my left foot. All right? Just
not
like
both?
Daniel Day-Lewis. Uh-huh. No, the other foot I'm not proud of.
I'll let him have both of my feet.
I have this nail that looks like it's been smashed.
Well, they don't care.
If it's not smashed, then I might have me the toe fungus.
You think?
I'm not sure.
Maybe they'll eat your fungus.
Beth Ann, we have to take a break. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to have Beth Ann examine my toe before we bring the guy in. We'll get our very first buzz. Oh, also on the program today, another one, ladies and gentlemen.
What?
We got all our games that Beth Ann ordered out for.
Yeah, this is exciting.
We're going to be playing the $25 pyramid.
Yeah.
The $25 pyramid for you today, because you've told us you love games, and we'll be doing that. So a very big show. My head doesn't hurt anymore. I'm not dizzy anymore. I'm feeling good, and Matt is still a stain. We'll be right back after this.
No, we won't.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.